do you think anything happens between Cassie and Tkachuk, given how important the 2 points are to both teams?
You know, I think, I believe it was Mike Tyson who once said, you know, you got a game plan going into a fight and then you get punched in the face and suddenly things change. And I agree with Dave Tippett, and I'm sure Jeff Ward is saying the same things to the Calgary Flames because of the fact that, you know, the Flames are a point up, but the Oilers have a couple games in hand at playoff positioning. But then you get out there and Zach is an incredibly emotional guy, as, you know, as many athletes are. It's part of their, you know, plan for success, part of the reason they've made it this far in the National Hockey League or pick any pro sport. So, you know, yeah, here's what we're going to do. And then if Matthew Tkachuk, for example, lays out a similar hit to what happened on January 11th, is Zach, is everyone else able to contain themselves or vice versa? If Zach catches, you know, I'd keep using Tkachuk because those guys seem to be the two main characters, catches him with some kind of a hit, does that fire up Milan Lucic or, you know, someone else on the Flames? So I think the plan's in place with everything so tight. Who knows in 2.5 months whether it is a single point or 2 points that makes the difference between being in or out. But then you get out there and you start playing and you got 19,000 people cheering, booing, reacting, responding. That will tell us, I guess, how in control not only those two players, but the rest of these two teams are, you know, heading into tonight's Battle of Alberta.
If these two teams tonight do start trading big hits and the game does get rougher than, say, the average game, which team is tougher or do you think will come out on top?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question because there are, you know, there's some big players on the Flames and, you know, led by Lucic, Milan Lucic, who is probably top three, top five fighter. The Oilers, you know, they've got some toughness as well, but there aren't a lot of guys that fight a lot anymore. As you guys and girls know, it's the league has changed. So we may be somewhat surprised by some players who don't normally drop the gloves, but might have to, or get themselves in a situation where it's, you know, it's, nobody wants to back down. I think one of the big sort of issues locally or talked about, Mike, you know, from your time playing pro sports, the visiting team puts in their starting lineup first, if I have that correct, and then the home team reacts. So if the Flames put out Lucic and Zach Rinaldo and put their toughest lineup on the ice, how do the Oilers respond? Do they respond with the Leon Draisaitl line, the Connor McDavid line, which has Zach Cassian on it, or do they just load up with their toughest center, their toughest two wingers, their toughest two defensemen, and see what happens? I mean, I don't know. You know, Dave Tippett does not strike me as, you know, a roughhousing kind of coach. But for that matter, Jeff Ward, I'm not sure he's that kind of coach either. I don't know if there are any of those coaches aren't around as much as they used to be. But for a one-off, who knows how everyone's going to react to this stuff. I think that's why there's so much drama and excitement. I think, you know, not to downplay the 80s, because I grew up on that, but we knew there was going to be lots of stuff, of mayhem, of fireworks, of cheap shots, of all that. Now we don't know. And then throw in the fact that Stephen Wacom is here, and maybe not so much more importantly, but more glorified that George Parros is here. And I mean, George made a living with his fist. You know, that kind of lends, you know, how will that impact the players? I assume once they're on the ice, they're not going to be looking up going, where's George? Where's Steven? They're just going to do their thing. They're not too worried about who's in the seats. But beforehand, they're made aware of the fact that there's some people in attendance that might not normally be there.
It reminds me of, well, it doesn't remind me because it happened hasn't happened yet. But when you talk about just a face-off line brawl, remember Flames Canucks 2014?
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
Everyone just lost their minds. It was mayhem. Nothing had even happened yet, but everything had happened simultaneously. If we get a moment like that again, that's really going to set things up for the game on the second.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. These two teams play again here. It's basically two games over the course of three for the Oilers. In between, you sandwich in the Stanley Cup champions on Friday night. Then they're back in Calgary again. So, you know, you look at all the fisticuffs, all the fighting, all the hits, everything that might happen from that standpoint. You know, if one of these two teams gets the 4 points and doesn't give up any in, you know, an overtime or shootout, that's a pretty quick jump ahead of the other, and especially in the Oilers' case, only because of the games in hand. They're able to keep one or two games in hand, and at this point they're a point back, but let's say they're 3 points up late Saturday night or early into Sunday morning. You know, that gives you a pretty good opportunity because of the fact then they won't play Calgary again. So there's lots going on. I think that the playoff positioning is incredibly important. And for those that may have forgotten, or you know, it was a late game on the January 11th night, but you know, Zach took that extra penalty. They scored on the power play. It turned out to be, you know, game-winning goal. So, you know, there's a lot on the line. But I just think that, you know, when you get out there, it's hard to corral those emotions, I would suggest. And so we're going to really see kind of, you know, it's hard to predict. And I think that's what makes it even more exciting, because we're just not really sure if Lotz is going to happen, if Tkachuk is going to line up against Cassian and fight him in the first 5 seconds, or, and I'm not suggesting he needs to or should, but I don't even know what the individual player will feel like, what he needs to do or wants to do to try and put this to rest. Having said that, he may fight him and go back to being Matthew Tkachuk right after that. And, you know, being an agitator, which 30 other teams would love to have, but right now 30 other teams, you know, dislike what Matthew Tkachuk provides because he does it against their clubs.
And one of the things that I really do like about Tkachuk's game, and it's something that we were discussing just a little while ago, is that he seems to have an innate sense of when to pull back, to be able to push, but then not necessarily cross a line that's going to be too detrimental. Is that your read on him? And what kind of wherewithal does that take to be able to not get caught up in emotions in a highly emotional situation?
Yeah, I definitely think it's a skill. I mean, he's not the first player to do it, but no. I think Mike and Scott, I think it's sort of a dying breed of a player. You just don't see, you know, many of those guys around anymore who, you know, a lot of guys don't really want to play that role. I mean, he looks to get lots of enjoyment out of it. But I think if you were to play that role and not enjoy it, it's not much fun. Poking, prodding, being, you know, face washed, potentially punched, body checked, speared, cross checked. I mean, those are all the things that he might do, but those are all the things that might happen to him. And I think the other element, which, listen, if you're the Oilers and the Flames, you understand that back in the 2016 draft, there was lots of talk that the Oilers might take Matthew Tkachuk. And then they ended up taking Jesse Puljujärvi. And two spots later, the Flames took Tkachuk. Edmonton took a guy that they thought was going to be a big part of their future. Right now, he's playing back home while Tkachuk is here. And I'm sure there's fans thinking he could be, potentially should be doing that for us, that being the Oilers. Instead, he's doing it against the Oilers. So that's just another layer to what's going on. But, I give the kid credit. That's a tough job to do physically, but I think mentally, because, a lot of people don't like people who do that. Whether that's right or wrong, I mean, Zach Cassian said he had like 20 or 25 messages overnight that next morning from people currently in the NHL and not currently in the NHL, including Timo Salani, who tweeted about it saying, hey, basically, you know, read between the lines. Good job. You know, you're doing it not just for you. You're doing it for everyone around the league. That's tough. And he is a good player. We can't lose sight of the fact that, he did go to the All-Star game. He does have talent. He is the kind of guy that, you know, can provide not just all these things we're talking about, but he can provide offense. So, and Zach, here's a guy whose life was, you know, for lack of a better term, in a shambles. I mean, he came from Montreal. He'd been in an accident. He had, a substance abuse problem. And he has cleaned up his life to the point where it doesn't matter who you are. You got to respect what he's done. And then on the ice, he could score 20 goals. He's about as tough as they come. And he is the first guy to get your back. And Mike, from your experience, I think those guys are generally the most popular guy in the room. He's also, the funniest guy in the room, which is hard to sometimes see when you just watch him on the ice, but he's incredibly popular. So there's just so many dynamics to this, both individually and team-wise, and I guess league-wise. that has me doing interviews at 6:30 local time, and the first of about four I have to do today. I haven't been this popular for, I think, since Connor McDavid was drafted. So it's great. You know, a lot of people want to talk about it, and we're just going to see, I guess, you know, in about, I guess if game time is 10 Eastern, so add a couple more hours, we'll see soon after that, you know, if all this talk has been sort of worth it, or whether it's just a quiet night of hockey between two teams fighting for a playoff spot.